Title: Federal Circuit Rules on When the Patent Trial and Appeal Board is Engaging in Erroneous Claim Construction. Content: Ecofactor Incorporated is the holder of U.S. Patent Number 8498753, titled System, Method, and Apparatus for Just-in-Time Conditioning Using a Thermostat, which focuses on optimizing climate control systems, particularly HVAC systems, in residential and commercial buildings. The patented technology utilizes a thermostat that considers external weather conditions and the thermal characteristics of individual structures to dynamically adjust temperature settings, aiming to improve energy efficiency and comfort. Within Claim 1, a method is outlined for decreasing the cycling time of a climate control system, comprising steps such as accessing historical temperature data, determining thermal performance values, and calculating the optimal activation time for the system based on various inputs. In response to Ecofactor's patent, Google LLC and Ecobee Inc. filed a petition for inter partes review, IPR, of claims 1-20 of the 753 patent, alleging their obviousness in view of prior art. Specifically, Google and Ecobee asserted that the combination of U.S. patent number 5,197,666, Wedekind, with U.S. patent number 6,216,956, Ehlers, rendered the claims obvious. The initiation of the IPR proceedings by the Patent Trial and Appeal Board, PTAB, sparked a dispute over the interpretation of specific claim limitations, particularly the 1M limitation in Claim 1, which involves determining activation time based on inputs such as internal and external temperatures. After the initiation of the IPR proceedings, a disagreement ensued regarding whether Wedekind disclosed the element of claim limitation, 1M, concerning the determination of activation time based on internal temperature. Google argued that Wedekind calculated activation time based on thermal performance values, which were derived from internal temperature values. Ecofactor disagreed, contending that each input in the 1M limitation must be distinct, and that using the same value for multiple inputs would render parts of the claim limitation meaningless. Despite the absence of explicit claim construction arguments, the PTAB determined that each input in the 1M limitation must be distinct and rejected Google's obviousness theory, stating that it failed to use each of the five distinct inputs as required by the claim. Appeal and challenge: Google appealed the TAB's decision, challenging the board's determination and alleging an erroneous claim construction of a limitation in Claim 1. Additionally, Google argued that the board's final written decision violates the Administrative Procedure Act because Google had no notice or an opportunity to address the board's construction. Issues presented: did the board engage in implicit claim construction regarding the 1M limitation in Claim 1? If so, was the board's claim construction erroneous? Did the board violate the Administrative Procedure Act, APA, in its claim construction? Holding/reasoning: 1. The board did engage in implicit claim construction regarding the 1M limitation in Claim 1. The Federal Circuit laid out its legal framework regarding the determination of when the PTAB is engaging in claim construction by heavily drawing from established precedent set forth in HTC Corporation v. Cellular Comms, Equip, LLC, and Netword, LLC v. Central Corp. In HTC Corporation v. Cellular Comms, Equip, LLC, the court established that SE, lame construction serves to define the scope of the patented invention and the patentee's right to exclude. Additionally, Netword, LLC v. Central Corporation determined that SE, lame construction is the judicial statement of what is and is not covered by the technical terms and other words of the claims, using HTC and Netword as guiding lights. The Federal Circuit reasoned that when assessing whether a court or the board has construed a claim, it is instructive to consider the outcome of the tribunal's analysis. If the analysis delineates the scope and meaning of the patented subject matter, it is probable that the court or the board has indeed construed the claim. Moreover, the Federal Circuit discussed the significance of the timing of the claim construction analysis by concluding that SE, lame construction may be undertaken prior to or in tandem with the tribunal's review of the allegedly infringing technology or prior art. The point in the proceeding at which the analysis occurs is not D.